Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 93. Cloudy tonight. Storms likely. Lows dip down to about 69. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Health departments across the state of Kansas have announced that we wrapped up last week in the state of Kansas with a total of 79 cases of the measles total across the state. As WIBW News reports that according to the Department of Health and Environment, the 79 cases is a rise from the previous 71 that we had seen in the week previous, with data showing the counties that had the most amount of measles include Finney, Ford, Gray County, Grant County, Haskell, Kiowa, Morton, Pawnee, Reno, Sedgwick County, and Stevens County. Out of the 79 cases in total, 31 of them include children with the ages of 0 to 4 years old, with 21 cases including children 5 to 10 in that age range. Ages to 11 to 17 have a total of 14 cases, with 13 cases of individuals being 18 years or older. Health officials also continue to remind individuals to get your measles shots. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Oh, hail! Mother Nature blessed Midwest Kia with a few tiny dents. And now we're slashing prices with some big discounts. Little dings mean huge savings for you. While we were able to hide half the inventory indoors, some of our new and used inventory was slightly dinged up in the most recent storm. There's only one way to fix the problem now, and that's get them gone. If you're looking for an unbeatable deal, come down to Midwest Kia now. You can drive away today in a brand new Kia K4 EX for just $299 a month. 36-month lease with zero due at signing. No security deposit. Save thousands during the Midwest Kia Hail Sale. These cars won't last, and neither will these prices. Midwest Kia, where every storm has a silver lining and a better bottom line. And as always, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. $299 lease payment based on approved credit with Kia Motors Finance, plus tax, title, and license. Zero due at signing, 36-month, 30,000 miles per year. See dealer for details. Sale ends July 6th.
The Kansas Office of Broadband Development ended up officially breaking ground at the end of last week on what they're calling a new project called the Free State Middle Mile Network, saying that rural communities could be seeing some faster internet relatively soon after the plan to create more than 670 miles of fiber optic network that would create new internet exchange points throughout Kansas.
What this will do is it'll provide access to telehealth, remote work, being able to fill out online applications, things of that nature that will really help to boost the Kansas economy as a whole.
I see a lot of potential for businesses to stay in small towns and for those schools and people who live in rural areas to be able to connect, you know, just as well as if you're in an urban area.
That audio from KSNT News. The program is being funded by a $43 million federal grant. According to the Secretary for Transportation, Calvin Reed, they say the project will help benefit rural communities the most. The state of Kansas is also investing their own statewide money for similar projects. But American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska wrapped up the end of last week with the University of Nebraska Board of Regents approving a near 5% tuition increase for the next upcoming academic year, saying that many of the state dollars for NU have slowed under the latest budget that was passed by the state legislature and Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say the Regents passed in a 6-2 vote the operating budget that starts July 1 through June 30th of next year, 2026, with the lawmakers approving a 0.625% increase in state dollars that totaled near $4.35 million, well short of what they say was a near 3.5% annual increase in their budget that was needed. The budget was passed by the Regents, calling for a $20 million in additional cuts as well, with the University of Nebraska's $1.1 billion, quote, state-aided budget. The 5% tuition increase is similar to many state universities that we've seen around the nation. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Assessed valuation rose some $2.5 million from the previous year to $218.5 million, resulting in a revenue neutral rate for the 26 budget of 44.368 mills. Minimal damage reported to a county road grader which went through a bridge on Cherokee Road in St. Bridget Township between 28th and 29th roads earlier this month. The bridge has been closed and commissioners will consider options. Marshall County commissioners voted last meeting to offer the free escort program for weed control beginning July 21st up to $10,000. The program was last offered in 2023. There were no bids received for removal and relocation of the bridge in Guitard Township on 24th Road. Veteran Tony Hawkins of Prairie Valley Vet Clinic met with the board to discuss the need for a county animal shelter. The local vet offices are currently taking on this responsibility. County health nurse advised state WIC funds are being cut $4,000 this year, with likely an 8% cut for 2026. New year of grants will begin July 1st. They've not heard back yet on whether requested grant dollars will be received. For major grants, total $70,000. A couple of budget requests were heard with no increases for the Health Department and Treasurer's Office, and a 5% increase requested from the Extension Office. Options for continuing senior meal services were discussed at last week's Washington County Commissioners meeting with the recent changes in the current arrangement. It was suggested the hospitals, including Washington, Hanover, and the Lynn Community Nursing Home, could fill the void and are currently offering meal services on some basis. Delivery to senior citizens was also considered, and a manner of procuring state funding to assist with cost was a priority. A director to handle that would need to be hired. An option for Washington County to assume development of a new meals program, with county employees, appeared to be a non-starter in the conversation. Commissioners heard of continued success with development through the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, which allows prorated property tax relief for 10 years on qualifying construction, with 201 structures currently enrolled, including 36 pending for 2026. The program was initiated in 2017, and property owners must file application for consideration prior to beginning construction in order to qualify. Gage County Board of Supervisors unanimously voted to approve an agreement with the City of Beatrice for enhanced 911 dispatch services through 2030 in the amount of $246,000 annually, with a 2.5% annual increase, which will include a written 90-day notice that the board does not intend to automatically renew the agreement without having discussions first. The annual Pony Express re-ride was delayed a couple of hours Friday due to extreme heat and high winds, but after a brief overnight stop at Hollaburg Station near Hanover and in Marysville at the Pony Express Barn, the journey continued west to St. Joe. The 10-day annual re-ride is coordinated by the National Pony Express Association, and next year will pass east to west. An injury accident was reported in Pottawatomie County Friday afternoon. 42-year-old Nathan Musil of Marysville lost control of his semi-truck on K-63, 2 miles north of Havensville, and went off the road shortly after 2 p.m. The driver reportedly suffered serious injuries and was transported to Stormontville in Topeka. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County last Wednesday afternoon. 53-year-old Robert Larkin of Baileyville lost control on U.S. 36, approaching the railroad tracks, left the roadway striking a sign, a fence, and embankment. The driver was transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. Graveside service is planned Wednesday for Janet L. Fensel, age 62, formerly of Blue Rapids, who passed away May 27th. Service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Janet Fensel. David D. Crozier, age 71, of Wymore, passed away June 5th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Blue Springs Fire Hall. Griffith Huvendick Chapel of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for David Crozier. Betty Jean Thomas, age 89, of Beatrice, formerly of Liberty, passed away June 19th. Memorial service Friday, 10:30 at the First Christian Church, Christ in Beatrice, Nernmet, in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, with family greeting friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Betty Jean Thomas. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, salmon patties with a biscuit, rice pilaf, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow runs a casserole, blueberry muffin, sliced carrots, and fruited jello. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marshall County Abstract and Title, we offer trusted title, abstract, and escrow services. This is Patty Hawley, and I'd like to help you with your next real estate transaction. Put my years of experience to work for you. Title, closing, and other services, including 1031 exchanges. Still committed to quality, committed to you. Marshall County Abstract and Title, 1110 Broadway, downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies early on today, then some showers and thunderstorms are likely, with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight. Some storms may produce heavy rain, with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely throughout Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. Then more scattered showers possible throughout Wednesday night, mostly clear with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still some scattered showers on and off throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Still some rain showers possible by Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. Then scattered showers continue throughout Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 66. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:59. Sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m. Sunny and a 7-7 this morning, 77 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, a full or part-time hours, and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy, Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Ram Trucks from Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Built on a legacy of craftsmanship and comfort, the 2025 Ram 1500 boasts bold design updates for a new era of pickup trucks. Lots of power and great looks, too. test drive a new or used Ram truck from Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice, and always online at twinriv.com. And check out the Jeep Grand Cherokee, where confidence meets adventure. The Grand Cherokee is a 2024 IIHS top safety pick and also available at Twin Rivers in Beatrice.
48-minute game may have been decided in minute number 7. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Thunder earning its first NBA title since moving to Oklahoma City. It's a 12-point win in Game 7, 103-91. 84th win of the season overall for the Thunder. They're the second youngest NBA champs behind the Blazers in 1977. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 points, 12 assists in the finale. He's the finals MVP. Fourth player to win the scoring title, MVP, and NBA title in the same season. Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the others.
It's hard to believe that I'm part of that group. It's hard to even fathom that I'm that type of basketball player sometimes. As a kid, you dream, and every kid dreams, but you don't ever really know if it's going to come true.
Thunder celebrating. Pacers, though, deflated early. Tyrese Halliburton left just 7 minutes into the game after suffering an Achilles injury. Also from the NBA, Kevin Durant is on the move. He will go to the Houston Rockets. Houston giving up Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in the draft, and 5 second-rounders. On the day, Oklahoma City is crowned the NBA champs. LSU is crowned champs of college baseball, 5-3 win over Coastal Carolina. Major League Baseball, Phillies top the Mets 7-1. They've won 10 of the last 13 and move into first place in the NL East, a game ahead of the Mets. Dodgers top the Nationals 13-7, 2 homers for Max Muncy. Giants beat the Red Sox 9-5. Rafael Devers finishes 2-for-12 in the series against his former team. Yankees double up the Orioles 4-2. Rockies a 4-2 win over Arizona. Padres walk off the Royals 3-2 on a game-winning fielder's choice. Mariners hitting 5 homers and a 14-6 win over the Cubs. There was a combined 21 homers in the series this weekend. Tigers beat the Rays 9-3 for their Major League best 49th win. Gold Cup soccer, U.S. and Costa Rica will be meeting in the knockout stage.
Macy's lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses are here, which means you'll find great July 4th deals now on beautiful home updates, like the 7-piece Whitburn outdoor dining set, $19.99. Customer favorites like the Radley sectional, now $21.79. And 20 to 65% off top mattress brands like Sealy. And with Macy's white glove delivery, we'll set it all up and whisk away all that packaging too. But hurry in. These summer deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Hey, K-State fans, tickets for all 6 of K-State's home football games in the 2025 season are on sale now. Order yours today and secure a seat as Avery Johnson and the Cats host North Dakota, Army, UCF, TCU, Texas Tech, and Colorado. Remember, Saturdays are better in the Bills surrounded by the K-State family. So order your tickets today by visiting kstatesports.com. We can't wait to see you in the Bill this fall.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Brent crude oil was 2% higher to start the week after the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The major question for investors is whether Iran will retaliate by disrupting oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. Despite that uncertainty, stock futures were higher overnight. Going into the weekend, the Dow Jones rose 35 points to close at 42,207 Friday. But the S&P slipped 0.2% on the day, while the NASDAQ gave up 0.5%. Add another batch of driverless cars to the traffic mix in Austin. 3 months after Waymo launched its service in the Texas capital, Tesla's new robo-taxis are hitting the streets today, starting with about 20 vehicles. There's cause for celebration, but cause for concern at Krispy Kreme. The donut chain has rolled out a batch of red, white, and blue offerings to celebrate Independence Day, but it's also letting current and former employees know about a widespread data breach at Krispy Kreme. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Guerin. Given the Senate's different rules and makeups compared to the House, especially with fiscal hawks like Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Rand Paul pushing for a $1 to $2 trillion in spending cuts to address our $36 trillion in national debt, and others who feel the bill goes too far, what is the likelihood that this will be changed or reformed enough to gain a simple majority for passage? That's why our very own Andy Hoosier sat down with Ryan Flickner from the Kansas Farm Bureau, and he has this to say.
Yeah, I don't envy Speaker Johnson and the tough work that he's had to do to get to this point, and certainly Majority Leader Thune now over in the Senate. You know, the one thing, Andy, I would say about the United States Senate, 50 states, two senators from every state, every single state has some function, some portion of agriculture in it.
Yeah.
So, again, we as agriculturalists, we as Kansas Farm Bureau's farmers and ranchers, yeah, we're the wheat state. We have twice as many beef cattle as we do of people here in Kansas. So agriculture is the number one driver of our state economy in Kansas. Yeah, so we obviously have both United States senators on the Senate Ag Committee, which is really good. But, you know, I'm hopeful, whether it's Connecticut, whether it's Rhode Island, even if you go out to California, agriculture is actually the number one economic driver in the state of California. So as we look at agriculture all across the United States, I am hopeful that those 100 senators really understand the importance, again, not only of a farm bill and farm policy in the budget reconciliation process, but just as important, when farmers and ranchers are small businesses, we've got to address the tax it's going to come January 1st, 2026, if we do nothing.
The Farm Bill remains a critical foundation for American agriculture, shaping policy that supports farmers, strengthens rural communities, and ensures a stable food supply for everyone.
Get ready for the ultimate music experience and rock the plains in Manhattan, Kansas at Tunnel Creek State Park, August 8th and 9th. Join us for 2 days of nonstop live music featuring Casey Donahue.
Living the double wide dream.
Logan Mize.
Calls me back to her heartland.
Curtis Grimes.
Loving the cowboy.
And Randy Rogers.
I wish he were in my arms instead.
Along with many more, you'll be under the stars and by the dam for this historic weekend.
Bring your friends, bring the energy, and let's rock the plains together.
You'll also see Aaron Watson.
Burning like an old freight train.
Pat Green.
Came upon the way, long way.
And the Josh Abbott Band.
She's like Texas, and she likes me.
Get your tickets now at rocktheplains.com with VIP and camping sites available. We'll see you at Rock the Plains at Tunnel Creek State Park.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. On June 11th, tar spot was confirmed in Kansas for the 2025 corn growing season. K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre describes how tar spot is identified and how growers can manage the disease. Onofre says why, if it was previously in a grower's field, they're likely going to deal with it in the coming years.
Tar spot is one of the corn diseases that we see that survives in corn residue. So folks that have had tar spot before, they're going to be dealing with this disease for a long time.
He explains what he does to help accurately identify tar spot.
For me, what really helps is, you know, if you get a wet cloth and trying to clean that leaf, you know, tar spot, it's not going to rub off. But everything else will clean off, will kind of like disappear, but tar spot will still remain there. The tar lesion is also embedded in that leaf, so you might see it like on both sides, right, when you're out there scouting.
Tar spot control begins before planting, but Onofre also explains when it is the preferred time to spray in the growing season.
Knowing your hybrid susceptibility, fairly important, because by now we know that there are some hybrids, still high-yielding hybrids, that are fairly susceptible to tar spot. And what it means is you're going to need to pay more attention to the crop, right? Understand if you're having a susceptible and a tolerant hybrid will definitely need more attention in terms of fungicide management, timing, when and how much and what products we're going to be putting in on that crop to protect that yield, right? But tar spot, it's a fungi disease, right? And it's still here in Kansas, mainly reported on that northeast part of the state. So typically we observe anywhere from V3 to V10 growth stage. So that's when we start seeing the disease in the field. So in terms of talk about fungicide, right? You know, your best bet would be between V10 and Tasseline for your first application. And if you need a second application, between that R1 and R3 in terms of timeline, right? You know, there are a lot of products in the market that are varying from good to excellent in terms of efficacy in managing tar spot. Just keep in mind that you have a lot of things, right? What we have seen too is 2 and 3 mode of actions are typically better than 1. And 1, of course, is better than nothing, right?
That was K-State row crop plant pathologist Rodrigo Onofre with suggestions for tar spot control for corn growers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
729 from KNDY, now 79 degrees. South winds diminished some overnight, will likely continue today. Not quite as warm, highs around 90 on tap. There's a chance of some showers, thunderstorms developing later today. A very narrow band along U.S. Highway 81 extending north and south from Belleville this hour. Don't expect that to last.
You never want to be under a tree in a thunderstorm, and oak trees may be especially dangerous. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. Computer science pioneer Alan Turing and country music's June Carter Cash were both born on this day. Beware the oak, it draws the stroke. That's an old-time proverb that comes from the belief that oak trees are more likely than other trees to be hit by lightning. And it turns out there is good scientific basis to support the ancient lore. Risk factors will vary depending on a tree's height, soil conditions, and other factors, but oak trees have additional concerns. They have a higher moisture content than other trees, plus they have a deep central root that plunges straight down, making it a good conductor. Those same qualities, though, also make oak trees better equipped to survive a lightning strike. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the College World Series of 2025 is officially over after the LSU Tigers ended up claiming their program's 8th baseball national championship and sweeping Coastal Carolina in 2 games, finishing up the college baseball season of the year. The Tigers ended up winning game number 1 on Saturday with a 1-0 win, with the Tigers winning the second game Sunday afternoon by a 5-3 victory. It was a strong performance from the starting pitcher Anthony Ianson, going 6 1/3 innings and allowing 3 runs and 7 hits while striking out 9 in game number 2. As it continues on the strength of the Tigers in baseball, being their second championship in 3 years. Game number 2 didn't start without a little bit of drama as well, after Coastal Carolina head coach Kevin Schnall was ejected in the first inning and taking an early 1-0 lead with their first run of the championship series coming in the bottom of the second. It was all over after the fourth inning, though, after the Tigers ended up taking control and putting 4 wins on the board in 1 inning. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing? It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Eck Ford to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Eck Ford or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
Professional softball players from the Athletes Unlimited Softball League spent some time in the state of Kansas at the end of last week and into the weekend working with some of the youth and leading a local clinic focused on fundamentals, teamwork, and leadership for the great sport of softball. After the professional athletes included members of the team known as the Blaze, worked on a one-on-one youth players to build skills and confidence and to show what's possible in the world of the ever-growing women's sports leagues.
Young women who came today for the softball camp, to be able to know that they have something to look forward to, that they can aspire to be in our shoes, to be able to play professional softball.
That was Alicia Ocasio, the pitcher for the Blaze on KSN News. As the state of Kansas will be home to a new professional softball league with more interest coming with women's sports across the nation, the Blaze are set to take on the Bandits with an ongoing series throughout the weekend that was being held at Wilkins Stadium at Wichita State University. They say they want to make these summer youth camps a regular annual event. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.